Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director, Kathleen Albers. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, Emily, thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. Well, the year is just starting, and there's a lot happening already.
There sure is. I would just like to encourage everyone who is listening to jump into the arts in 2018. There's so much going on, and we're the bridge that can help people understand all the events that are happening and all the ways they can get involved. And I want to encourage everyone out there to dive into the arts.
Well, we have Mesilla Art Mercado for Saturday, January 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. Tell me about that.
Well, the month of January, we'll be featuring Laurel Weathersby. She's a watercolor artist, and she will be in the Arts and Cultural Center Gallery. But we're starting out the year by partnering with our neighbors, the Rococo Gallery and also Carolyn Bunch Studio. They're our neighbors, and we'll be having our opening reception at the same time on January 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. So people can come over, go to the three galleries, and then go out to dinner at one of the wonderful restaurants that's just close by. Yeah.
So everything located around the Bulletin Plaza.
That's right. We're calling it the Art Mercado, which is the art market. And it's all within walking distance, and it's going to be a great evening out. And that's just one of the ways that people can get involved in the arts in Las Cruces and the Mesilla Valley, is to go to these wonderful art reception openings.
And what else is coming up in January?
Well, one of the things that we've been doing for many years is our promoting art in the Mesilla Valley. It's a speaker series, and it's free and open to the public. It occurs on the last Friday of every month at noon. And in January, on the 26th of January, Glenn Cutter, who is our arts commissioner for this region, will be speaking about the New Mexico Arts and the program that's 1% for art, and how artists can get involved in that, and how everyone can be involved in that process of knowing what the Arts Commission does and how our public money is going to support the art.
And how many people are in the Arts Commission?
The Arts Commission, they have six commissioners, and Glenn Cutter is the one that represents our region. And there's not very many people know about what the Arts Commission does. And so that's what Glenn is going to be talking about. But one of the main programs they do is they help decide who gets funding through the New Mexico Arts. And that is through grants and also through the 1% for Art, which is the program that has public art in buildings that are built with federal money and state money.
So there are a lot of art programs. Art has become quite the thing now for the Las Cruces area.
Well, you know, it's something that our state is known for. And part of our mission as the Doña Ana Arts Council is to really promote this whole southern New Mexico as a destination for artists. I think that artists and for art aficionados, because the quality of art is very high here and it's very accessible. And that's what we want to make sure that the public knows on how they can get involved.
So let's talk about this New Mexico art past and present as well.
Right. Well, this is one of the ways that we are going to be offering programming to the public at the new Arts and Cultural Center is with a new seminar series called Feed Your Mind. And the New Mexico Art Past and Present will be a set of three seminars that's going to be conducted by Kathleen Key. And she is an acclaimed art historian that teaches at the University of Texas, El Paso, UTEP. And she will be exploring the art history of New Mexico in the past, and then southern New Mexico on the second lecture, and then the third lecture, she will talk about how that past has influenced the current art scene in the Las Cruces Mesilla Valley area.
So these seminar dates will be Thursday, February the 1st, And then February the 8th and February the 15th.
Correct.
For a small fee, and all the proceeds then benefit the children's arts programming.
Right. We want to emphasize that everything that we're doing at the Arts and Cultural Center really goes back to our children's programming, which is the core of our mission. Are the children's art programs that happen throughout the year with the public schools and also in the summer. But also we support artists and the art studios and galleries in the area, also all the arts associations. So any proceeds that we have from the activities at the Arts and Cultural Center go back to that mission.
So that's been over 20 years as partners in education.
Correct. We are partners with the Las Cruces Public Schools in a program called Partners in Education through the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And what this is, Emily, it's a model to incorporate art into the classroom and to support the art specialists in the school system. The idea is that if we could train a teacher to use art and to teach an art form in the classroom, to teach actually a core subject, that child is going to be so much enriched and they're going to understand and retain the core subject that much longer because the arts are a means or a tool to use in the learning process. It's called arts integration. And so what we do is we encourage teachers to get trained in using the arts in the classroom.
Now, wasn't there a time when the education system had stopped having arts in the classroom?
Well, the Las Cruces Public Schools have always been very good about teaching either visual art or performing arts. And over the years, the various superintendents have supported it to varying degrees, but there has been always art teaching in the schools. What we're talking about is really arts integration, where it becomes a method. So, for example, you might use dance to teach a physics lesson. You could use dance to talk about how the planets rotate around the sun. And you could actually get the children to get up and move their bodies and represent either Saturn or Earth or Venus. And then somebody could be in the middle representing the sun. That's a form of actually integrating an art form, which would be dance, into a core curriculum lesson. So that's the model of the Kennedy Center, and that's something that we've been doing for over 20 years. Right now, we're working with Carrie Aguilera of the Las Cruces Public Schools, and she's the person who actually hires all the art specialists, and she promotes the arts throughout the schools in both elementary and secondary education. And so this is what we're promoting and trying to further in the schools. And then in addition to that, we actually bring in a performing artist to have experiences that the children can go to. And we're going to have several of those out at the Performing Arts Center at Oñate this coming spring.
We've talked about events happening in January mm-hmm. and some events in February. What else is happening in February?
Well, in February is the For Love of Arts Month, and we're right in there with starting our Feed Your Mind seminar series, which is the New Mexico Art Past to Present. We're also starting Artrageous classes, and the first one is going to be with Sally Quillen. She's going to teach you how to paint, and the first subject is going to be Josefina's Gate, which, of course, is a Messiah icon. And then people will be able to walk away with an actual painting at the end of this class. And then as the months go by, we're going to explore other art forms and other class subjects.
So that's Wednesday, February the 7th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with Sally Quillen.
Right.
Artrageous. That sounds great. Great ideas. And so you'll have future Artrageous classes exploring different forms such as gourd painting and what else?
Well, we're talking about the visual art forms will be gourd painting, jewelry making, fiber art, but also we're going to bring in experts in wine making, beer brewing, and other dance forms like square dancing, tango, Dia de los Muertos, building altars. We're really going to open it up and see what the public wants as well. But those will be starting on a regular basis this year.
And so do you become a member of the Dornan Arts Council to be able to get a certain price as a member price or a subscription price?
Right. We'll have subscriptions available. And so the first subscription we have is for the New Mexico Art Past to Present. And so you can either sign up for individual classes or you can pay one subscription price and go to all three classes. And we'll have a similar thing for the Artrageous art classes. And also we're going to be starting an Unplugged series. Unplugged meaning it's going to be no amplification. So it'll be piano, classical guitar, singing. It's going to be anything that's going to be acoustic, meaning that it's going to be unplugged. And we're going to feature local artists. I've already got the Hard Road Trio is interested in performing. Randy Granger is also interested in performing. And we're going to have possibly some flamenco dancers. Also, the group that we've had from Juarez, who is Euterpe, which is classical flamenco guitar, will be coming as well. So this is going to be it's a very intimate setting. The center can only hold up to 90 people, but these are going to be about 45 people in the audience. They'll be kind of on par with the house concerts that we have around town. Small, intimate audience, and it'll be unplugged.
And again, your address is 1740 Calle de Mercado, Suite B through D?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually D is the front gallery and B is our administrative offices. Yes.
And you're next to Paisano's Cafe in the Bulletin Plaza.
That's right.
And what is your website again?
It's daarts.org. That's darts.org. And on that website, there's all the information about all the other art festivals that we do. We have the Las Cruces Arts Fair that's coming up in the middle of March at the Las Cruces Convention Center, March 16th through 18th. And then our beloved Renaissance Arts Fair is already scheduled for November 3rd and 4th. It's always the first full weekend of November when the weather is just gorgeous.
So a lot of things happening in between March and November.
Absolutely.
As well. Well, I really appreciate you coming down and talking to us about what the new year holds for the Doña Ana Arts Council and Arts and Cultural Center.
Right. And I just want to, again, encourage everyone who's listening to dive into the arts. There's so many ways you can get involved. One thing I would like to mention is the new Arts and Cultural District that the Arts Council is working on with the City of Las Cruces and the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. The Arts and Cultural District will be downtown Las Cruces, and it will also include the Mesquite and Alameda neighborhoods. So there'll be lots more going on down there as well.
And when is that going to start?
Well, we're writing the cultural plan. And it's going to have to be approved by City Council, and then it will be something that will have an impact probably starting in late 2018 and into 19.
Well, a lot happening then with you. Thank you so much, Kathleen Albers, Doña Ana Arts Council.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.